Hi, this is a dictation for Alicia Cook, ALYSSACOOK, Cook. Date of service 4/14/2025. Date of birth 5/16/2004. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. This patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, Alicia Cook, 4/14/2025. Allegedly, she was involved as a passenger on the left side when the car was collided into rear-ending accident, leading to all of the symptoms that she reports now. She reports of having a chest pain, pain in the left knee, severe pain in the lower back, and these pains are constant and present with radiation to the left leg below the knee, radiation in the front and back, according to her. She's very sleepy and she has a lot of headaches, which have been even going on before the accident. She reports a 2% improvement in various symptoms due to the very treatment that are being provided to her, but her headaches, ringing in the ear, anxiety, depression are going on, but there is no lack of focus, memory loss, or any significant TBI symptoms at this time. And the pains are constant, but they are also improving. Pain level is between 6 to 8, while ADLs are affected 5. 60% relief is reported by the patient so far with the various conservative treatment. Kindly review the records for ADLs. For system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure remains 126 over 80. Pulse is 55, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same as the previous visit dated 3/12/25. Dictation number is 0314-010. Diagnosis remains the same plan. The patient has moderate anxiety, depression, for which medications have been provided to her today. And they are as follows. She's been provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil is provided 50 milligram at night for sleep. Lidocaine gel 4% is provided for topical pain relief. Here is said 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches only. Tramadol is provided 50 mg PRN once a day, 30 tablets for headache relief. Now she is going to continue physical therapy for the left knee and lower back with traction to the spine, and she is okay to work. Her MRIs were reviewed and she has a mild meniscus tear for which injections have been advised. Only one injection was done on the last month, and the patient, once she provides consent, she'll be provided further injection. It's been recommended that 3 or 4 injections will bring her relief. Thank you.